Verse 15, and the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. Now, this man, remember, had dominion, and the forces of nature came in his beck and call. The Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Now, it wasn't God's original intention for man to die, but man now is put on probation. You see, man has a free will, but privilege always creates responsibility. That's an axiomatic statement today. That is true. And this man who's now given a free will, he must be given a test, whether he'll obey God or not. And we're not going to have a question of whether the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was poison. I think it was the best fruit in the garden. And the day he'd do it, he'd die. Now, he'd die. Remember, he's a Trinity, and he'd have to die in a threefold way. He didn't die physically until over 900 years after this. But God says, in the day you eat, you shall die. Well, death means separation. He was separated from God spiritually the day he ate. You may be sure of that.